Father, thank you in Jesus' name, your faithfulness to gather us here today. And Lord, to praise your Son. Lord, just the beauty of the Lamb of God. Thank you again for your plan. And Lord, your plan with us in Christ, us in your Son. How beautiful, how wonderful, how perfectly kept, God. Oh, we are set for success in him. And we thank you, Lord, that's where everything good is from. It's from him. It's from him. That grace comes down from him. Lord, let us just be vessels of praise and thanksgiving this morning. Take your word, Lord God. Help us to feast. Help us to hear. You have to open our ears. You have to open our hearts. You have to open our mouths to feed. But Lord, we thank you. That's your desire. Help us to, again, to lock in this morning. Help just even one life to make a move into that love to understand the Lord does love me. And we thank you for it. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bibles today. We're going to Exodus in chapter 14. And at this point in Exodus 14 that we'll begin, the Lord has taken the children of Israel out of Egypt. He's shown them all the plagues. He finally has gotten Pharaoh to that place to let him go. After that 10th plague, it was just too much, and there they went. And we're picking it up that they've gone out, and they think somewhere around 3, maybe 4 million of these Israelites had come out of Egypt at that time. And we're at the moment that they've come out, and now they're standing at the shores of the Red Sea. And they're standing at the shores of the Red Sea, and lo and behold, and it's not just Pharaoh. God, he said, you don't want to come after me, I'll harden your heart. So he hardened that Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh had a hard heart and a hard head. And so God knew what he would do, because God was going to use Pharaoh to give him glory. Oh, yes. God appoints the wicked for the day of evil. Know that. Amen. And so God, all-knowing and orchestrating everything in our lives, praise God. And for those children of Israel, here came all of the greatest army in the whole world at that time, coming after them, helpless. They had no weapons. They had no nothing. They had a sea in front of them that they could not go any further. And behind them was the hate and the evil of hell itself to destroy every single one of them. And I hope you're paying attention today. That same hate and that same evil is for Israel in this day. And it's right there, and it will be unleashed soon. And thanks be to God, the mighty hand of God is going to be shown again. Praise his name. And you can bank on that just as much as God told Moses, son, I'm sending you back. You're going to lead my people out. The word of God is true. It's impossible for God to lie, and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. So let's pick it up from verse 11, Exodus 14. Now here's the response of the children of Israel. Once again, after they'd seen all of those plagues, after they were all excited and worshiped God that he was going to bring them out, all of the things God had done, all the faithfulness of God, all the word that had come to pass. And here's how they responded at this moment as they stand at the shores of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wow. Why hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, Moses, that we may serve the Egyptians? These are the people of God. And I think I hear people, let me alone. Brother Jesse, I want to hold that palm. Israel was brought out for inheritance. They were brought out for Canaan to rule over it and reign over it. And here all they wanted to do is to go back and to be servants. What do you want? We have our calling right now, and it's even a better thing. Where are we, brothers and sisters? Huh? Oh, come on now. For it had been better, they said, for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And you will go out in a wilderness when you say, I will go. That bride always does. And we do not think those fiery trials strange, do we, brothers and sisters? No way, because God has told us so. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Go forward, amen. We're not withdrawing, we're going forward into more grace. Lift thou up thy soul, stretch out thy hand over the sea, divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. See, God took them out to follow them. It wasn't they follow them, then God says, oh, here's what I'm going to do. God moves it all. All your enemies, all those that want to get at you, God moves them. He takes the hearts of the kings and he has them and he directs them just like he does the rivers. God help us and help our unbelief. Amen. And he says, and God says, I will get the honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. It's God is going to have his glory. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten the honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. See, this is just a little preview of what we're about to see. We're about to see this in the finale. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. So see, that sea parted. The ground was dry. I'm telling you, it was easier to get across that ground than walk across this carpet. I'm confident of that. Amen. They didn't have great vehicles and all that. God made the way. Probably even made it downhill. I'm not really sure, but I know. And he probably just carried them right across. Amen. They didn't even realize. That was a long walk, too. There's some elderly people there. And they, you know, they didn't have gyms at that time, did they? Huh? See what God does? I mean, you really get into this and understand, he makes everything happen. He makes you happen, praise God. Now, so he took them out there, and here they're crossing. They see the army. Well, what does he do? He takes that pillar of fire and he puts it behind them. All right? So think of that. So now, praise God, they're encapsulated. Just like you are, you're encapsulated right there in his hand. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians there in verse 20 and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. They're right next to each other out there in the middle of that sea, right there. But on one side was light, and on one side it was dark. And yet they were right there together. There you are. That's your life, praise God. Know who's got you. And Moses stretched out his hand, it says, over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. Isn't that something? I love that. All that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. So they kept just walking right across there and right across there, all right in that beautiful light as the Lord lit it up, and that waters just kept moving apart as they walked. Isn't that how God does that in your life? Sometimes he doesn't take it all away. You got to keep walking into the water. Come on. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Oh, get in there. Hallelujah. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. That had to be something to see. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire. Isn't that something how the Lord does that? He's just affixed on his people. And then he looks through the pillar of fire. I love that. Back at that group. And what does it say? And it says, look through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. I like that. God gives trouble to my enemies. How about you? Huh? And here's what he did. He took off their chariot wheels. Isn't that something? That they drave them heavily. And here's what happened. The Egyptians said, let us get out of here. Let's flee the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. The Lord said unto Moses, oh, you mean we're not going to turn the other cheek? Oh, really? Well, that sure isn't Christian. Well, let me tell you what Christ does. Here's what Christ does to that. Get your goodness out of here. Remember, he said, not a one of them, not a one of them. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. And I want you to see this as well, too. He's stretching his hand back over the sea, and they haven't completed the journey across. A lot of things to see here. It's amazing. You know, God can keep half a sea open, and half a sea, he can just wipe it right out. And the sea returned in its strength, which when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waves returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. See, they continued on. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Israel saw the great work which God did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. My, oh my. When we say, oh no, and God says, oh watch. Amen. 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 And don't you think that even Moses, oh no, and God had to touch his heart. Because let me tell you something, Moses, just flesh like you and me. Oh watch, oh watch. And what a wonderful example of it, amen, the leading of the Lord. Isn't it perfect and flawless? Only God can deliver like this. And I love how descriptive the Word of God and really to those small things, those little things. But then again, what we see in here is truly that mystery that was revealed to Paul. What John wrote about in Revelation. We're seeing what's going to come forth in a very micro way, but it's coming, brothers and sisters. And the beautiful part is the Lord has led us out. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord that he's leading us into our inheritance. Hallelujah. And I thank God, and it's all by faith. Amen. And it's all by the word of God, and it's all by the power of his might. And it's always going to be in our weakness that he's strong. Amen. And I thank God that we even know this story, how time and time again, God kept coming to Israel. He wanted every one of them, know this. He wanted every one of them to go into Canaan. He did. He wanted every one of them. How many times did God again and again and again show himself faithful to them? All the plagues, hear this. Then in 3 days after they get across, they're going to say, you know what? We don't have any water. Once again, why'd you bring us out here to die? spinning right back into that circle again of unbelief and unbelief and unbelief. God help us to break the circle. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. God help us. And really, at this moment, if there be a life here today, Lord, break up the fallow ground. Move me. Move me. Quit me of me and let me go. Hallelujah. Move me on. Because we know how this story ended. All of this, all of these millions that saw this, all of these that hear this, Paul's message, the ruling and reigning gospel. Praise God. Millions saw it. How many of these that saw it, wondered after it, all of those things, how many went in for their inheritance? Two. Two. Oh, amen, honey. And help me. By the grace of God, Lord, this is mine. This is ours. And we're going to hit Pharaoh's army time and time again behind us. We're going to hit, praise God, time after time, Red Seas. Amen. And we're going to have to face our own unbelief. But what does the Word of God says? Even in our unbelief, who abides faithful? He abides faithful. He abides faithful. Even when I believe not. Can you imagine that? That's you and that's me. Even when I believe not, he abides faithful because he wants this for me. Praise God. See, the difference for like a Moses and a Joshua and a Caleb, they praised God that he was faithful. That he was faithful. He was faithful to his word. His word said this. That's it. This is what he's going to do. This is what we have before us. We've rejoiced of Caleb's heart time and time again. The dog. That's what Caleb's name means. He's a dog. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. That dog could hunt. And it was hunting, praise God, for his inheritance every single day. Whether he was in Egypt, wherever he was. It may not look good, but God said it. But God said it. So here we are again, another time of an oh no, but God's saying, oh, watch. Praise his name. And see, only God can do this. And this is how God always does it. He makes the way out of the no way. Matter of fact, the Lord says, even with the trial, I've already made the way of escape. It's all done. Once again, whom he foreknew, them he predestinated. All done. If he already made the way of escape, praise God, then it must be already done. Amen? Pharaoh's going to give me glory. He's evil, but that evil's going to give me glory. Watch what I'm going to do. Watch what I'm going to do. He shows us, he reveals us to this every single time, brothers and sisters. If we don't have the times of the oh no, we would never see the glory of God in the oh watch. He has to take us to that place with every single thing in our lives. Everything. We're going to be fully tested, brothers and sisters. Everything in our life. You're going to go to that place. The place you don't want to go. The place you don't think you need to go. You're going to get to the place, oh Lord, just search me. Search me. You know me. You know what needs to be done. And praise be to God, what we know and what we understand, he knew it in beginning. So I really can rest in that rocking chair of grace. I don't need to be startled. God's got it. I don't know. I don't need to wonder why I'm doing this. God knew me. He knew me in the womb. And you know what? He said, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Come boldly to the throne of grace, honey, to obtain mercy. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for mercy. I'm weak. The difference is, do I take the grace to know where I need to be? Amen? And what I need to believe. Grace does it all. Grace does it all. Grace is making the choice even for me. Praise God. Move into it. Understand it. You can't do a thing. What thing can you do? I'm just praising him for his grace. He's given me the grace to praise him for that. We rejoiced the other night. Praise the Lord. Whether it was Caleb and Joshua, those two God knew. He gave them faith to believe what they were going to face, what they were going to face. They were the ones that were given, praise the Lord, that faith to say, no, that inheritance is mine. You can take it for every single one in the Word of God. Just like David, as he sat there before the giant, all of those other Christians, his family, even his brothers, the giant was right there, Goliath. But who was given the faith? None of them would step out there. But it was before ordained that David would have the faith to face that giant. God wasn't wondering who to pick and who to choose. Grace chose him long time back. Grace chose you long time back. Praise him for it. Thank him. Be bold in that. This is God we're speaking of here. Amen. The foreknowledge of God, knowing you in him, in his Son, before the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord. God, you are that great. God, you are that wonderful. God, your grace is that powerful. Come on now. So, oh, watch the mighty hand of God. Watch the mighty hand. Without the oh no's that are going on right now. And I know y'all got a bunch of oh no's. You woke up this morning, looked in the mirror and went, oh no. The wheels are coming off my chariot, right? Amen. But without the oh no, our lives are never going to please God. They're not. It takes the oh no for us to call out to God and say, Lord, you got to undertake. It takes the oh no in our life to bring us to the point where we say, Lord, deliver us and help us. And that's the faith that the Lord so waits patiently for, moment by moment by moment, to call upon his name and to hear him say, honey, oh, watch. Amen. Amen. See, he made us to need him. He made us to need him. And then he made every event in our life to call out to him and to share with him and to fellowship with him. This is God. And his son, bought your life with his precious blood. And you are not your own. You are his. Now, I want you to understand this. It doesn't just stop. And it's not just for these glorious events where God leads us out and says, oh, watch. This oh, watch, brothers and sisters, is always with us. Even in the times of our disobedience, even in the times of our unbelief, even in the hell that we make, he's in that bed with us saying, oh, watch. Oh, yes, he is. Sweet David, he penned that, didn't he? He knew that story. He said, even when I make my bed in hell, thou art. And not just there, they're saying, son, oh, watch. And yeah, we can think of, there were a lot of beds that David knew were a hell to him. Oh, yes. And what a hell David was in with Bathsheba. It's a familiar story, but I think it's worthy to be pointed out today with this. That bed, brothers and sisters, he submits to lust, his own lust. And he commits adultery. Now you know that God came to him at that time, right when those things were happening, because you know how God does. He was dealing with him right at that moment. Son, trust me. Son, I'll take this now. But we know the story that David went still in his own strength. I know you don't do this with God. I'll fix this. Wow. I just see God looking at me like he looks at you and just shakes his. Man, I just love you so much, but. No, he just smiling, loving. He knew what was coming, praise God. Because glory's about to show up. Hallelujah.
Now, we know what happens because David says, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get Uriah, call him back from, you know, serving out there in active duty, bring him back in and get in there with your wife, son. You won't know the difference. But it didn't work out that way, did it? It even got worse. It got worse because there was old Uriah right there at David's doorstep the next morning. Boy, how that had to shake David. You think he could hear the Lord say, son, I got this. See, David kept saying, oh no, but he didn't hear God say, oh, watch. Still went back. Put his own hands on it. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get out of this one. I'm going to do it in my own strength. But we know, as the story goes, it went from really bad to horribly worse. How corrupt the flesh is. Let's understand, that's your flesh and my flesh too. David, I mean, we're talking about all of the successes in the Lord. I mean, you find where this is in David's life. We're getting way into his life. You mean you can really fail your biggest as you're getting closer to the finish line? I'll assure you, you will. The hottest trials. I was out there with them grapes. I'm just telling you. That great winemaker there, he told me, he said, man, I've just been having to get at this so fast. You know, that heat wave came, and these things are done a month early. I had to get them in. They were stressed so hard, they were baked so much, I just had to get them in. Now, so we understand what comes forth. David goes ahead and says, okay, Uriah, you go on, get him to the front lines. I'm just going to have him killed. And that's exactly what happened. But then the prophet came. The word came. The word came. And I love that. The word was not going to let David go any further. And David didn't even make that decision, did he? It wasn't David. It was the word. Amen. It was the before ordained good works that we're going to walk through, son. This is all orchestrated for you because you are the man after mine own heart. You're the king that will be the king that will be the benchmark for them all. I want everybody to have a heart like yours, son. And this is what I ordered for your life. This was my will for your life. And here's why it's his will for his life. Because that's the word of God. And the word of God is the will of God. Amen. You better understand his grace. I do not sin willfully that grace may abound. No, not at all. But I understand my life in Christ. I understand my life in this flesh. And I'll tell you what, it's headed for glory. Praise his name. Now, so the word comes to him. And when that word comes down and says, you're the man, oh my, another oh no. Biggest one, I'm sure that he uttered maybe his entire life. But then he heard God, oh, watch. Watch me, honey. Watch me, my son. And oh, what God did. And I could think and see, because I've been there. Where all of the flashes, oh Lord, this is the end. It's a total disaster. And yet it's the place, praise God, of the beginning of more glory. Oh, David was always the good pleasure of his will. That was already done. There was no going back. God does not make mistakes. God chose him. And it wasn't like God on the fly, oh, I got to get this guy right again or anything like, no, it wasn't that at all. He's beautiful to me. His heart is perfect toward me. Perfect. I've got you, honey. I've got you. And always, brothers and sisters, always, his foreknowledge is for us. His desire for us can never be changed. The purpose of His grace for us to have and to hold us, it's always coming to pass. And I thank God, I'm learning. I always prevail in the love of Christ to me. That's where my victory is. It's always in His love. And brothers and sisters, really to know this in our lives, it will never be the way that you thought. It won't. You can lay out your best plans. Assuredly, you will try. I did. I don't plan tomorrow. I really don't. Matter of fact, with my brain, I don't even know what day tomorrow is. But He does. And He's got my tomorrow. Yes, He does. But I'm in today. And it'll never be what you thought or planned. It'll never be what you expected. And most importantly, it'll never be the way that you wanted. Because He wants faith. He doesn't want your gut. He doesn't want your strength or your knowledge or your planning or your works. He's always going to bring us to a place, finally, where we have no idea. That I do not know how. But the only place I can look is to Him. And be still and hear Him say, honey, oh watch. Now watch. What we have in what we've read today, the sea parts. Oh watch. And at this time now where God brought David to the place of you're the man and oh no, oh watch. This is when God gives David the son Solomon that'll be king. Isn't that amazing how David was inspired? After the child that she was pregnant with was delivered and passed. And they wondered why David, he mourned and sought the Lord to save that child. But the prophet, the word told him, it's not going to be that. And it wasn't to punish David. No, it wasn't. It was about the testimony of the Lord. Read the story. He didn't want the enemies of the Lord to have something. You see that? It wasn't that at all. Because God was going to give David more. And He touched David's heart immediately. And He says, go to your wife, Bathsheba. You think about how man works today. Oh, you need to leave that. You need to get away from her. Think about how man would react to that. But God immediately touches his heart. Go to your wife, Bathsheba. And she conceives the king. What's he doing with your life, honey? What's he doing? Exactly that. Get your hands off it. Quit trying to polish something and perfect something that can't be perfected. It's already so beautiful and the only perfect there is. You're the Lord's. And the Lord's calling upon your life. You know it. You know what He said to you. It's beauty for ashes. That's our life story. The dread of the place of the oh no. God, you've always brought the glory of the oh watch. And here I stand with you today. We're all together there. And I'm just going to say just two of us. A Caleb and a Joshua. And we're looking out there, and He just rolls it right away. We're walking into that glory, aren't we? Inheritance mine. And see, the beauty is, see, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Do you believe His grace is that great? Amen. I do believe you do, because you know why? His word does not return void to Him. He said that He would accomplish it in the thing that He had sent it. He said that He would perform it, did He not? Amen. So I believe that we're resting in Him, praise God, and His workmanship that, as Bob sang today, it is well. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank You and believe You in such a wonderful truth that's all in Your Son. Lord, it's all in that precious Savior, our Redeemer, the high tower, the shield, the buckler. Lord, thank You for the name of Jesus, just that precious name. It's a tower that we run into and are safe. You're the Lord thy God that delivers us out of all our troubles, all our troubles. And Lord, thank You, thank You, thank You for Your faithfulness. That when You have taken me to the place in my life where I believe not, You show me so much to watch You abide faithful. And Lord, I thank You again. You are my grace. You are my faith. You are my peace. You are my rest. You are my strength. Hallelujah. You are my God. And Lord, I am Yours and Yours alone. And we do give You the praise for it now and forever. And with our crowns held high in thanksgiving to God. That, Lord, You have won. You have won. And it is finished. And, Lord, we await the manifestation of the sons of God that shall be. In Your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.